All right, let me check your level and get your name on the record here. Would you say your name and title, please?
My name is Rusty Fowler, President and CEO of Krone North America.
Tell me a little bit about Krone.
Krone North America is a specialty equipment manufacturer of hay and forage products. We belong to a German parent company who is 107 years old. It's a privately held firm. We are the North American arm of that company. And we do all the marketing, the sales, the training, the product support, the part support here in North America. And that includes Canada and, of course, in New Mexico.
You are one of the major partners that got Ag Connect off the ground and going. And how does it feel to be launching this 2013 show, which looks to be much bigger and a lot bigger attendance?
We had, I don't know if I'm one of the major partners, but this goes back a lot of years. There was several ag executives, and we said, you know, we're not getting what we want out of ag shows. Okay, some of them, we have a lot of people there, but we're not getting to talk with our customers. So we said, let's put a new style ag show together. Well, we had AEM, who are exceptional people in putting on trade shows. So we got together with them. We met for a number of years, and we finally put together a show model. As you know, you were at Orlando, you told me. Mm-hmm. And, of course, then we were in Atlanta and now here. What we wanted to do was put together a show that was a better experience, not only for the exhibitor, but also for the attendee. So speaking from the attendee side, we wanted them to be able to talk to the experts from our companies. So I'll just use my company as an example. We have the owner of my company, which is Bernard Krone. He owns Krone Worldwide. That's a $104 billion company. We have our engineering man out of Germany. We have our worldwide parts and service support person out of Germany, our managing director out of Germany. All of my executive level and staff is here. So if someone wants to come to my exhibit and talk about not only what's going on today, but what's going on in the future and how new technology can help them do what they want to do, that's the purpose of Ag Connect.
It's bringing the entire company here.
It's bringing the entire company here and talking with the customers on a direct basis.
Well, let's talk about the future. Mm-hmm. This is your opportunity to talk about the importance of technology moving forward for agriculture.
The importance of technology, you can't talk enough about it. I've been in the business 42 years. I'm having trouble figuring out what's going on now, and I can't even imagine what's going to go on in the future, but I do know this. The technology cycle in past years might be 5 or 6 years before you really saw something new. In today's world of the equipment manufacturing, the technology cycle is about 2 years. And if you want to have a more productive operation and you want more efficiencies, you really have to take advantage of all the new technology. So the guy that's farming today, or the people that are farming today, have to stay up with that leading edge technology, because 2 years from now that will be the trailing edge technology. And you, to keep that competitive advantage, you've got to keep up with that technology. And the importance of this GPS and everything associated with it, which is multiple fields inside of agriculture, you just can't imagine what's here today. I can't even imagine what's here, much less what's coming.
Since I have you here, would you like to highlight any of the things that your company is highlighting here at Ag Connect?
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. We are highlighting a new model of our big square baler. It's a high-speed baler. What we try to do at Krone, and this is down through our entire product line, is make a product that will allow a farmer or a grower to lower his cost per unit of production. That's cost per acre, cost per gallon, cost per bale, or any way that you want to figure it. So this new baler is very high speed compared to even our standard baler of today, and it also gives him up to a 20% increase in the density level. So what that converts to is more bales at a faster speed, and actually in the same field against a standard baler, he's going to have less bales, but they're going to weigh more. But his handling is less. You see, it follows that trend. We're also announcing the introduction of our Cat engines and our self-propelled mower conditioner, Caterpillar engines. That's something new for us that we're just announcing this year. We have a totally new line of round balers that has new technology in it that makes it not just another round baler. It's faster, it's a higher density level, and it's much more productive. So these are examples of some of the things we've got on our exhibit. And going along the technology line that we talked about earlier, we have our Big X forage harvester that has the new iGreen technology, which has, you can incorporate guidance systems in it. It's plug and play for all your various guidance systems. And it meets in the field, it fits within the field management system that's being offered through Krona these days, which means a guy can sit and he may have four or five machines running in different fields, but he knows exactly what they're doing, what they need. He knows the yield for every acre that they have. He knows the moisture required. He knows the size of the bale, the weight, the moisture level. It's incredible. I mean, for a guy that used to sell tractors without caps, I mean, I remember selling tractors and it was unusual for me to sell a cab tractor. Now, look today. So I can't talk enough about technology.
What's your booth number? We can look that up.
Thank you. I just got here last night.
Okay. So you're looking forward to a really good show all the way around.
We really are. We've been looking so forward to this. All the people at AEM have worked so hard, and really a lot of the industry executives have worked right along with them to put this together, and we think we got a winner.
Thank you, Russ.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
You bet.